I was talking about the death of John English earlier this morning. News of that broke on the Breakfast Program with Peter Ford. A lot of tributes since. I've spoken to Glenn Shorrock. On the line, Steve Jacobs from Channel 9's Today Show. He started a show with John English in the early 90s called All Together Now. Steve Jacobs, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil. Yeah, very sad day. I only heard the news this morning. Just before we went to air, I got a call from my executive producer on the Today Show about 5 minutes before going live to air, saying we've just heard the news, just been confirmed. So it was, yeah, it kind of took me by surprise, a little bit shell shocked this morning, and having to go straight to air with that news was a little bit overwhelming. We did about 100 episodes of All Together Now over around about 4 years, and I always looked up to John when I was young. I loved his music, and he's just such a multi-talented actor. He went from the stage to the theatre, music, television, film. He just had this extraordinary voice, this raspy voice, this power to him. But on top of all that, he was an incredible intellect, very, very smart man, and just a true gentleman.
Well, how old were you when you were working with him?
Well, strangely enough, I was playing a 15-year-old schoolboy, and I was 26 years old.
You were
at
26,
the time.
26, really? Were you? Yeah. Oh, okay, so you would have knocked around with him, got to know him pretty well. What sort of bloke was he? I mean, we know his public face and his performing face, but behind the scenes, what was he like?
He was just very genuine. You could always see his intellect coming through. I always say that his character, Bobby Rivers in All Together Now, was he had to play a dumb character. But as an actor, you have to be incredibly intelligent to be able to play that dumb character. And I think sometimes John struggled with that because he was so intelligent, having to come across as being dumb sometimes, you know, got under his skin a little bit. But he was such a good actor that he was able to do that. He was just a lovely bloke. He was very creative. He was very giving to the whole cast. You know, he'd always be the first one there with suggestions or ideas. And if you did something good, he'd give you a pat on the back and say, mate, that was fantastic. You know, we had to do lots of scenes together because he was my father, so I had to spend a lot of time in rehearsals with him every week, and so I got to know him very well, and he was just genuine. You know, he was a genuine guy and a genuine talent.
Did you see much of him these days?
I hadn't seen him for probably a few years. I hadn't seen John, and the strange thing is, on Monday I was at the airport in Sydney travelling for work, and one of the baggage handlers said to me, oh, you just missed your dad. I said, what? He said, oh, John English was here about half an hour ago. And I nearly crossed paths with him on Monday this week by about a half an hour. It would have been the first time I'd seen him in years. And I kind of raced in to see if he was still in the airport somewhere, but he caught his flight. And I was really upset that I didn't get to see him. And now, obviously,
what a pity.
Would have been the last time, yeah.
Steve, I know you've got a flight to catch. Thanks for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure, and my thoughts go out to Carmen, his beautiful wife, and the family today. John will rest in peace, and he will definitely be missing him.
Good on.